The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Mem Tes, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis, continuing along sugyas of Yesh Noichlin, Mishameis. The specific sugya that we've been learning really began with a Mishnah, daf Kuf Mem Vav Amid Beis, that discussed the halacha of the Shchiv Mera, Shekosav Kol Nechasav L'Acherim. The Shchiv Mera, he's lying on his deathbed, he writes or he dictates orally that all his Nechasim should go over to Acherim. The halacha is that if Amad, if he miraculously has a refuah, the Matana does not go over L'Acherim, rather Chayzer, he has an ability to back out of this Matana. The Mishnah said that halacha is only going to be true if he did not leave over anything for himself. But Shayer Karka Kolshu, we'll see more about that in the Gemara, but if Shayer Karka Kolshu, if he left over for himself even a little bit of Karka, the halacha is that he doesn't have this special privilege of a Shchiv Mera. Thus, if Amad, he wouldn't be able to be Chayzer. And the Chiluk says the Gemara is very simple. If he left over nothing, it shows he thinks he's dying. If he thinks he's dying, then it's obvious that the only reason he's giving the Matana is because he thinks he's dying. Thus, Amad, everything should be okay. In fact, the Gemara said that this Mishnah is going according to the Tana that says Azlinon Basar Umdana. We'll see more about that in the Gemara a little bit later. This ties into some of the raid that we spoke at the end of yesterday's daf. So if Azlinon Basar Umdana, even though he never said Mefurish that he's only giving the Matana Adai to the Hachi that he plans on dying, but it's pretty obvious that that must be what was going through his mind. However, if he was Shaya Kolshu, then it looks like he's hedging himself. Then it looks like it's not so clear in his mind that he thinks he's dying. If it's not so clear in his mind that he thinks he's dying, then there is no Umdana that he only gave it Adai to the Hachi that he's going to die. Thus, we assume the Matana is a Matana, even on the tzad, that he's going to live. So that's very clear. A Shchiv Mera that gives a Matana, if he gave away everything, Amad, and then he had a refuah, the halacha is, if he wants, he could be chayzer from his Matana. Ibaylu, says the Gemara, Hikdish kol nechasav v'amad ma. What would be if he didn't give all his nechasim as a matana, but rather he was makdish all his nechasim for hekdish? So this is a Shchiv Mera, he's lying on his deathbed. He takes all his nechasim and he's makdish those nechasim. Afterwards, amad, he has a refuah. Mi amrina, do we say kol gabi hekdish gomer makdish? Oiduma kol gabi nafshei loy gomer makdish? Essentially, the question of the Gemara is that we treat Hekdish as a Matana, or do we not treat Hekdish as a Matana? When it comes to a Matana, if somebody's Makdish Kol Nechasov, and then he's Amad, the halacha is he could be Chayzer. Because there's an Umdin in the Muchach, we assume for sure that the only reason he was Makdish, his Nechasim, or gave all his Nechasim as a Matana, is because in his mind he was going to die. So to the extent that he was Amad, he didn't die, it's understood that Adai to the Hachi never meant to give Matana. So do you say Hekdish is the same thing? Or maybe Hekdish is a little bit different. Because Hekdish, at the end of the day, you're not just giving a frivolous gift. Hekdish, you're being Mekayim a Mitzvah, you're giving a donation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe when you were Makdish something, in your mind, you thought that even if I get better, I still want the Hekdish to be Chal. You're going to get better, you're going to be left with nothing. But in that side of the Iboya, being that it's something noble, it's something really chashuv, so at the very least there is a possibility that maybe that's what's going through your mind. So if there's a possibility that that's what's going through your mind, perhaps Amad Daloch is, you would not be able to be chayzer. Says the Gemara, Hefker Ma'u, what if you were mafker all your nechasim? Mi Amrina, do we say, kivin da aflanim kashirim gomeru makni? Do you say that being that when you're or something, aniyim and ashirim could both be zoich in it? So there's an element of tztaka perhaps in your hefker, because when you're mafker something, an ani could be zoich in it. So same tzad like we had by hektish. In your mind, you think that even if you get better, you still want the hefker to be chal. At the end of the day, you know that if you have a refuah, you're going to need money. You spent your whole life putting together a few dollars. You have a 401k, you have an IRA, you have some assets that you put aside. You're not going to go ahead and give it even laniyim if you know you're going to live another 20 years. So it's true, by giving something laniyim, you're doing something really nice very noble, but at the same time, it pales in comparison to your responsibility to take care of yourself. And then finally, the Gemara says, what if you physically gave it laniyah? So you want to makdish it. You want to mafkar it, which is a transaction that allows aniyah to be zaychen it, but you actually went and you gave it to aniyah, and then you were amad. Same shayla. Me and Marina, do we say it's stock of mik mer gomer makdi? That being that we're dealing with stock up, it makes sense to say that you were gomer makdi, so even on the tzad that you're going to get better, still in your mind, you intended that the tzedakah should be chal, so it's not going to be treated like matan. Says the Gemara regarding all of these aforementioned shailas, the halacha is going to be taken. Let's just do a little bit more Gemara, and we'll come back to this. Amar Rav Sheshes, a shchimra that says yitoil v'yiske v'yachzik v'yikne. He used any one of those lishonos. See the shchimra, divrei shchimra kichsuvim v'chemsurim dami, and he starts saying on his deathbed what he wants should happen into all his nechassim, just like Achitofel did, just like Chizkio did. He starts doing the same exact thing. And the lashon he used was Yitoil, let Reuven take it. V'yiske, let Shimon be Zoicha. V'yachzik, let Reuven be Machzik in it. V'yikne, let Shimon be Koina. Any one of these synonyms, says the Gemara, Losh Matanah, they're all good, L'shoinus and Matanah. B'masnis Satana, a Bryce expounded on this. The Bryce said, Ach yachzin v'yeras, b'roi l'yarsha. To the extent that the person that the Shchivra is giving his Matanah to is a roi l'yarsha, even if he would use a Losh in Yerusha, it would also be good. Aye, how could you use a Losh in Yerusha to give something to someone when you're not following the laws of Yerusha? Isn't that a masna mashakasa b'Torah? The answer is no, because we're talking about a royal yarshe, Rabbi Yechim and Breiki, according to Rabbi Yechim and Breiko, that holds by royal yarshe, a person could give ben habonim, bas ben habonos, and it would not be deemed a masna, a mashakasa b'Torah. Iba yuvahu, yahana behemah. What if a person says, this shchivmara, I want Reuven to be able to have hana from my nechasa? What did he mean to say? Did Havi Kulu Matana comment? Is that just another lashon of Matana? It's a synonym of Matana, just like Yito, V'yiske, V'yachzik, V'yikne, Yahana falls into that same category. Maybe what he meant to say was that let Pliny have Hana from my Nechasim, but not that I'm giving him my Nechasim and Matana. I want to retain ownership of the Matana. He could just have Hana from it. If he's just having the rights to have Hana, that's already a Dovar She'en by Mamish. If it's a Dovar She'en by Mamish, like we had in yesterday's daf, Yador, V'yoichal, those are things that even a Shchimra doesn't have an ability to give over the Matana. Shchimra, if that's the case, he's going to end up getting nothing. Yirabahem Ma'u, what if he used a more ambiguous Lashon? He says, let Reuven be seen in my car. Or Yavoy Behem, let him be standing in my house. Yishamem, let him be leaning on my thing. Now, what's the halacha? Do you say that that's just another way of him giving over this gift? And it's like Yito v'yiske v'yachzik v'yikna? Or no, he's just means to say some lashon of him being able to use it, but not that he's physically giving the gift over to him, says the Gemara regarding these last shailas. Teku, the halacha is going to be teku. So, we had a shaila in the Gemara, hiktish kol nechasov, hifkir kol nechasov, chilei kol nechasov la'anim. Shchiv mara, he's lying on his deathbed. He takes all his nechasov, not shayir karka kolshu. He takes all his nechasim and he's either makdish it, or he's mafkir, or he gives it all to tzedakah on his deathbed. And now he has a refuah, he gets up. The question is, do we treat the hektish of a shchivmara like the maton of a shchivmara? Do we treat the hefker of a shchivmara like the maton of a shchivmara? Do we treat the tzedakah of a shchivmara like the maton of a shchivmara? Just like the maton of a shchivmara, if he gives away all the chasim, he leaves over nothing. It's a mishnah bava basra. Kuf men bava medez. The halacha is amad chayzer. He could be chayzer. Here too, the halacha would be chayzer as well. Or do you say no? Or do you say that perhaps these are different? And the Gemara said, take. This is brought down as two opinions. Mechaber brings the halacha first regarding matna shchivmara, that if he gives away all his nechasim va'amad, he can be chayzer. Says the mechaber, medvar mamur benoisim matana. This is all true when it comes to a noisim matana. I'm skipping. Hikdish kol nechasim. If, however, he was makdish his nechasim v'leishayur kum, he left over nothing. Oyefkiram, or he was mafkir his nechasim. Aichilkam laniim, or he gave him laniim. Im amad, if he gets up, nispatel hakol kedin noisim matana. It's treated just like a matana, and just like by a matana, what's the halacha? Amad, he could be Chayzer. So to over here, he'll be able to be Chayzer as well. What's the Pashup Shad? Pashup Shad is that the Gemara came out, Teiku. And being that the Gemara bleib Teiku, really what you have is a Sofik. Sofik Momin, Hamitza Mechaveri Oliver Rai. When the Shchimra was Makdish, when he was Mafgir, when he was Chilek Laniyim, in his mind, it was going to be Chal Achar Misa. Man, the Shchimra is usually Chal Achar Misa. So to the extent that it was going to be Chal Achar Misa, as long as he's alive, it was never Chal. Who then is the Muchzik in the Nechasim, the Shchivmerah? Now you have a Sofik. Could he be Chayzer or could he not be Chayzer? Be Sofik, you're going to leave it by him. In other words, be Sofik, you're going to say he could be Chayzer. He has no responsibility to give it. That should be the Pashup Shat, and that's the Psak Halach of the Mechaber. Says the Ramo, Udaloike Divrei Achel. Not everybody agrees with that. There are Chal. Says the Ktsois in Siv Cotton Hay. Who are those Chalkim? Harosh Vehator. It's the Rosh and his son, the Tor. The Sphere of Lehuda ain't a Chayzer Misfaik, that they don't have an ability to be Chayzer Misafik. And I think at first glance, it's Sarach Bir. Why should you not be able to be Chayzer Misafik? At the end of the day, it's a Safik. Why is it a Safik? Because the Gemara didn't know what the Halacha was. The Gemara said, Tishbi Yataritz Kushes Ve'abayis. So until Eliyahu Navi comes, and I have no idea how to pass in the Shiloh. Every time there's a Safik moment, the Halacha is, Hamoitze Mechaveri Olav Arai. Who Lechura is the Muchzik? The Shchimmer has the Muchzik. If the Shchimmer has the Muchzik, then why is the Halacha that he can't be Chayzer? He should be able to be Chayzer. He should be able to say, I'm keeping my Nechasim. Unless you can prove to me that I don't have a right to be Chayzer, it's staying here. Because that's the Halacha when it comes to a Safik moment. Stating that, the Rosh says, no, it's not true. The Enei Chayzer Misveiko. You don't have a right to be Safik. So the Emes is the Rosh himself explains Pshat in the Rosh. It's a little bit unclear, but the Ktzois says that I'm going to tell you bituv tam pshat in the Rosh, and I'm going to flip this whole sugya. I'm going to tell you how poshet the shitas harosh. Emes says this idea that a shchivmerah that gives all his nechasim and then he has this refuah that loch is he could be chayzer is really a shver. Why does he have a right to be chayzer? He gave away all his nechasim. So if he gave away all his nechasim, the Emes says he shouldn't be able to be chayzer after. It's too late. You gave it all away. The Teretz says because we assume that when he gave it away, he was doing it. I died to die that he was going to die. But in his mind, his thought process was that in the event that Hashem is good to me and he gives me a refuah, I don't want these nechasim to go away. The problem is, he could be thinking about it from today until tomorrow. Dvarim shebelev. And Dvarim shebelev is ein advar. We just spoke about this at length in the end of yesterday's daf. It's a sugya rucha. It begins on Kedusha Mem Tesam Beis, but it permeates the entire Torah Shabbat Peh. The Gemara talks about a man who sold all his nechasim. Adaita lemesik la'aradi Yisrael. The problem is he never told his buyer why he was selling his nechasim. And then later his plans to go to Eretz Yisrael fell through. And he went to the buyer and he says, I want my house back. And he said, sorry buddy, if you would have said it at the time, it would have been one thing. But you didn't say it. And as a result, Dvarim shebelev ain't advarim. So what's the difference? The person that was selling his house, Adaita Lemesek Darad Yisrael, even though we believe him, there's no Shaila, that's what was going through his mind. But being that he never said it, Dvarim Shabalev ain't advarim. So who cares that that's what the Shchivmera was thinking over here? So Zayin, the Shchivmera was thinking on his deathbed that in his mind, I'm only giving the gift because I think I'm going to die. It's very nice. Makes a lot, perfect sense. People don't just give away the Nechasim. But you never stipulated it. And if you never stipulated it, even if you were thinking it, it's Dvarim Shabalev ain't advarim. What's the Teretz? We mentioned yesterday. Tosfos already acknowledges this kasha in Kedusha Memtes and Ksubet Sadek Zayin. The chiluk is that when a person sells his nechasim adaita lemaisa Eretz Yisrael, although there's an umdana, when a person sells his nechasim, he's probably selling it because he has future plans, but there's no umdana demuchach. But when a shchiv merah gives away all his nechasim b'chayav, there's an umdana demuchach. There's an umdana demuchach. We're 1,000% sure that we know why he's doing it. You know why he's doing it? He's doing it because he thinks he's dying. So even though he never said mefurish that I'm only giving my nechasim away because I think I'm dying, meaning he didn't say mefurish that if I don't die, if I live, I don't want the matana to be chal. But without saying it, it's as if he said it. Because where it's an umdana demuchach, there's no problem with Dvarim Shabalev. Why? Leave that for the Lomdin. But that's the fact. The fact is that whenever there's an Umdin of the Muchach, whenever there's an Umdin of the Muchach, there's no issue with Dvarim Shabalev. So Zoktik says that the whole Yisoid of Matna Shchiv Mera, where you gave everything away, V'omad, you could be Chayzer, it's all based on the fact that there's an Umdin of the Muchach, that that's what was going through your mind. Because if there's no Umdin of the Muchach, then it's Kedusha Mem Tesam Beis. Then it's Dvarim Shabalev and Adar. Then you're going to have an issue. The Teretz is, there's an Umdin of the Muchach. Zoktik says, Gevaldik. Hiktish Kol Nechasov. If Hifkir kol nechasav, chilek laniim. The Gemara said, when a person gives away all his nechasav laniim, let's pick that case. And then he gets up. Do we assume that he only gave it adai to the hachi because he thought he was dying? Because otherwise you don't give away everything to tzedakah. Maybe tzedakah is different. Maybe people give tzedakah even if they think they're going to be alive. And maybe that really was going through his mind. Zok, it says we're not sure, right? How do you know we're not sure? Because the Gemara said teiku. So if we're not sure, what does that mean? It means there's no umdana de muchach. Because to the extent that there's a suffix to the Gemara, that means we're entertaining a possibility that maybe what was going through his mind was not that he's only giving it a die to the hockey that he dies. Now it's true, I think, if you wanted to put a number to it, let's say there's a 90% chance. But 90% is not enough. That's what Tosfos said. That was Tosfos' second madriga in Kedushin and Tes on the base in Ksubit Sadik Zayin and Aleph. That's like the person who sells his lechosim adaita lemesa klarity Yisrael. Yeah, there's an 80-90% chance, again, just putting a number to it, that's probably why he's doing it. But if it's not 100%, it's not umdina demuchach. All it is umdina. And it's true, you wouldn't need tonight kafel when it's 80-90%. But something you would need. Dvarim Shabalev is still going to be ein and dvar. The only time Dvarim Shabalev is dvarim is when there's an umdina demuchach. So zok tiktois, what was the kasha? The kasha was that to the extent that the Gemara blib teku, so that halacha should be for sure that the Shechiv Merah is able to be chayzer. Why can he be chayzer? Because he's a muchzik. If he's a muchzik, so Amitzim Echaveroi, all of a raya. Right now the Nechasim is in the possession of the Shechiv Merah. The Shechiv Merah is going to be able to keep it. And for Tiktzais, no, you're looking at the wrong way. There's no suffix at all. You know why there's no suffix? Because Berega, we're not sure. Berega, we're not sure whether or not, in his mind, he only did it at night to the Hachi because he thought he was going to die. Then you know what that does? It creates a Dvarim Shabalev problem. Because now there's no Umdin of the Muchach. If there's no Umdin of the Muchach, why is there no Umdin of the Muchach? Because we're not sure. So once there's no Umdin of the Muchach, Memeli left with Dvarim Shabalev. He left with a guy that gave away all his nechasim, even if there's a 90% chance that in his mind he had some cheshbon. How do I know that it's enough for the Gemara? We're Kedushim and Tesam and Beis. You have to have the cheshbon. I told you yesterday, this is important. You have to have the cheshbon. Oh, so if it's a mefurish Gemara, Kedushim and Tesam and Beis, what's the halacha? You could be a muchzik and hype his market. You gave it away. You gave it away. It's too late. You gave it away. That's why you're not going to be able to get it. The emes is that this rush, that the tzois gets all excited about, and he explains, but tuf tam, it's really a mefurish rush. The rush said it to answer another kash. We had at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara discussed a shchiv mera shekosav kol nechosav lacherim. Reb Nachman said a very surprising halacha. Shchiv mera gave away all his nechosav lacherim, v'amad, inu chosav. Can't be chosav. Shchiv mera shekosav kol nechosav lacherim, v'amad, inu chosav. Why? Chashir and Shem Yesh le nechosav in Medina Acheres. Because we're concerned that maybe he didn't really give away all his nechosav. Maybe he has nechosav in Medina Acheres. So when we saw the Gemara yesterday, we did a double take. What do you mean? It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav Amid Beis. Reb Nachman could have been as great as he was in Chesha Mishpat. Still can't go connect in a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Nefurish, Shchiv Merah Shekosav Kol Nechosav La'acherim. That was the whole Mishnah that Avada there, you could be Chayzer. Here Reb Nachman saying, you can't be Chayzer. So the Gemara said that, no, Reb Nachman would have to tell you that the Mishnah is talking about very specific cases. Either the Mishnah is talking about where he said kol nichzer. I mean, Reb Nachman was talking about when a person gave away all the nechasim that we know. So as far as we know, he owns some real estate, he drives two cars, he has furniture, everything that we're aware of, he gave away. He never said he's giving everything away. He just gave everything that we're aware of away. So, Sol Kedai Techamino, he's a Shechiv Merah Shekosav Kol Nechasav. Kamash Volei Reb Nachman, that he's not a Shechiv Merah Shekosav Kol Nechasav. Because maybe he has something on the other side of the country. Maybe he has Nechasav Medina Sayam. So he was a Shire Karka Kolsho. Alternatively, the Gemara said that maybe the Mishnah is only B'muchzik Lunda Leslay. The Mishnah is Halachot only when two Edim can walk into Bezdin. But once there's no two Edim, there's any element of a reasonable doubt that maybe he didn't give away all his nechassim. We're concerned that maybe he has nechassim. Freik the Rosh, I don't understand. Shema yesh le nechassim dinas hayom is a safek. We don't know for sure that he has nechassim dinas hayom. You're telling me maybe. So think about this halacha. You have a shchiv mera. He wrote or he said matna shchiv mera that when he dies he wants to give away all his nechassim. And now he had a refuah. He wants to back out. So ordinarily the halacha is shchiv mera shekosav kol nechassav lacherim va'amat chayzer. That's Shchiv Merah 101. He has a right to back up, but only if he gave everything away. If he left over something, he can't. So the Shchiv Merah is going to say, all right, listen, I'm not giving you the gift. What do you mean you're not giving me the gift? I'm not giving it to you because I got better. So if I got better, you're not getting the gift. They're going to come now with a taina, and they're going to say, one second, maybe you have something with Bedinas Hayam. And to the extent that you have something with Bedinas Hayam, doesn't that now mean that you left something over? And if you left something over, what's the halacha? You don't have a right to be chayzer. So what would you do in a shayla like that if you were the Rav? You would say, it's a suffix. I hear, maybe he does have something with Bedinas Hayam, maybe he doesn't have something with Bedinas Hayam. You're going to leave it by the Shechimera. Avada the halacha is he's not going to have to give it to you because he's the muchzik when you have a suffix. So Freik the Rosh, how could Rav Nachman paskin halacha that if we don't know for sure that he doesn't have any nechassim, there's a reasonable doubt that maybe there are nechassim within his ayam. We're in fact chayish that there's a chassim within his ayam. And you force the Shechimera to hand over the matana and give it over to the recipient. Misuffik, you're going to force someone to give money? It's a suffix moment. Zakhtar Rosh, this terror. It's the same exact thing. He really gave a gift. If you give a gift, you have to satisfy your gift. The only time you don't have to satisfy your gift is when there's an umdana, the muchach. We know for sure that when you gave the gift, you were thinking, I want this to be conditioned upon the fact that I die. But if I get better, I don't want this gift to go into effect. When do we know that? If we know for sure that you gave away all your nechassim, there's an umdana, the muchach. A person doesn't give away his nechassim on the tzad that he's going to live. But being that over here we have a suffix whether you gave away all your nechassim, so what you're left with is that you don't have an umdin of the muchach. If you don't have an umdin of the muchach, memela, so the vart of the suffix when it comes to maybe he has nechassim dinas ayam, the vart of the suffix and the teiku of the gemara, hiktish kol nechassim, hifkir kol nechassim, chilik kol nechassim laniyim, is that it creates an element of doubt. Once there's an element of doubt, you don't have an umdana de muchach. If you don't have an umdana de muchach, what you're left with is the maisa without the tnai. If you have the maisa without the tnai, you're going to have no choice but to follow through with the maisa. It's not going to be a suffix, b'chal. When do you look at it as a suffix? You look at it as a suffix where you're really not sure what to do. But over here, the suffix is able to hit the shayla at the core. Because the regad is a suffix. There's no umdana de muchach. And if there's no umdana de muchach, you're left with a maisa without a tnai. It becomes mamish the gemara, kedushim and tesam advez, advarim, shubalei vein advarim. Either way, two rushes here in the sugya, classic tzoyz, simin reish nun, sivkot and hey, and it's so yisoydi. It's counterintuitive. That's what makes it so gishmak. It's so yisoydi, fundamental, not only understanding this sugya, but really understanding many sugyas ashas. Zok the gemara. What if you sold all your nechassim? So the classic case is matna shchimra. Shchimra gave away all his nechassim b'matana. We had three shailas in the Gemara. Hiktish kol nechassim, hifkir kol nechassim, chilei kol nechassim laniyim. So what's missing in this picture? What if he sold it? It's another way to transfer possessions from point A to point B. Amar Rav Yudam Rav said, we descend the name of Rav, im amad in a chayzer. If he's amad, he cannot be chayzer. It's not treated like a matnash chinam. Zimni Amar Rav Yudam Rav, but other times Rav Yudam Rav said a little differently. Im amad chayzer, v'loy pligi. How do you reconcile these two statements of Rav, both Rabbi Yehuda and the name of Rav? If he kept the money, so that shows that he's entertaining a tzad that maybe he's going to get better. Because otherwise, why are you keeping the money? So if you're entertaining a tzad, therefore the halacha is you could be chayzer, Rashbam says. Isnu be'inayu, top line, chayzer, de lahachi shavkinu. If he gave it away, there the halacha is going to be an amad in a chayzer. So there's no stira. It simply depends on whether he held on to the money or whether he used the money for something else. What about a shchivmera who's lying on his deathbed and he's moida? He does balvin. He says that I owe ployni money. So what's the halacha there? Do you say that the hoida is a hoida? Or do you say the Haidah is not Haidah? So the Rishbain explained this Shiloh of the Gemara different than all the other Shilohs. The Shiloh over here is not if he's Amad, could he be Chayzer or could he not be Chayzer. The Shiloh over here is do we even accept Haidah? He died. Do we accept Haidah or we do not accept Haidah? So this man is lying on his deathbed, his kids are sitting around, they're waiting for Yitzias Neshama, he's dying, they're watching the screen, And he says, by the way, my Kindlech, I want you to know that I owe Chaim Yankel $1 million. The kids are like, what? You owe him, now you tell us, you owe us $1 million? Meaning there was a Yerusha that they were expecting to get, and now they find out that he owes $1 million. The Shaila is the Haidah or Haidah? Now what's the Tzadah? The Haidah shouldn't be Haidah. So the Rashbam says something fascinating. The Rashbam says that maybe this man didn't want the kids to think that they're getting some big Yerusha right now. For whatever reason, he had a cheshbon. Let them find out after he dies. But right now, they're going to make that toivah meitiv la'acha toich kidei dibur from Yitzias Neshama. But either way, he doesn't want them to know right now that they're getting this big Yerusha. So he came and he made believe that really the money belongs to somebody else, that he owes somebody money. He really doesn't owe somebody money. So if we have no proof other than this haidah, there'll be no way for Chaim Yankel to be teveh this $1 million from the Yerusha. But that's the shayla. Do we assume that it's a good haidah, or do we assume it's not a good haidah? Says the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a maisa shahoya kachoya. That's going to take us to the bottom of the omnid. This is a Bava Basra type of story. The iser, the stories in Bava Basra, not like the stories in other Masechtas. Iser Giyoyra, Havalei Trisa Alfa Zuzi Bei Rava. Iser Giyoyra, his name was Iser. He was called Iser Giyoyra because he was a ger. The rest of the story is he was married to Rachel, who was Shmuel, the Amora Shmuel's daughter. So Iser Giyoyra was also Shmuel's Edom. They had a son together. His name was Mari. Mari Bar Rachel is quoted in Shasta. Iser Giyoyra, Havalei Trisa Alfa Zuzi Bei Rava. He had a pikadim, 12,000 zuzin, and it was in the house of Rava. So Rava was a shomer pikadim on behalf of Iser. Now Iser was dying. It was a shchivmara. And being that he was dying, when he died, being that he was a convert, he was a ger, he had no yarshim, and there was no one that was going to yarshim. Now the truth is, the Gemara says, Ramari Bray, he did have a son, Ramari, Mari Bar Rachel, but he was hirasei shalei b'kedusha, v'lei dasei b'kedusha. Amazingly, when he and Rachel conceived Mari, Iser had not yet been Megayer. How's that possible? Rachel Bar Shmuel would have been Mezana with this Eina Yehudi and had a child, Ramari. Teretz, she was a Shvuya. He was a captor. And that's how this happened. He eventually was Megayer to marry Rachel. But the point is, when Mari was conceived, the father was Shaloi B'Kedusha. As a result, he's not considered his son, Le'inyan Nachlois. So Iser was going to die, he was going to leave over no real Yarshim, says the Gemara. Now, Iser wanted to make sure that his Nechasim go over to Ramari. Ramari wasn't going to get it Memewa al Yedei Yerusha, because he's not a real Yarish. So he was going to have to physically give it to him. The problem was Obey Rav Hava, he was learning in Brisk, he was in Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't there. He wasn't present at the time. He had no way to give it over to him. Now, where were the Nechasim? It was in Rav's house, which meant that if he had no way of getting it to Ramari before he died, when he died, Rava was going to be the one that was going to be machzik. And we're going to see, amazingly, at the end of the story, Rava really wanted these nechasim. Rava wanted it. Rava didn't want Ramari to get it. So there was a little bit of a struggle here. Iser wants his son to get it. He can't give it over to Yerusha because Alpi Dine Torah, he's not so much his son. But he really is his son. He's biologically his son. He wants his son, Ramari, to get it. He has just no way of giving it to him. Rav is the machzik in it right now. If Iser has no way of getting it to Ramari, Rav is going to get it. And Rav wanted it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav. So Rav turns to Iser and he says, Heichanek nidu Ramari. There's no way for Ramari to get these nechasim. He's never going to get it. Why? Ibi Yerusha. If he's going to get it by Yerushi, he's not a roi to Yash. He's his son, but he was a Rosh Shalei B'Kedusha. Ibn Matana, he'll give him a Matna Shchivmera. So Rav said a Chiddush, Matna Shchivmera ki Yerusha Shavi Rabban. We had this at the end of yesterday's Zach. We're going to have to get back to this at some point. But Matna Shchivmera operates B'Derech Yerusha. It works like a Yerusha. So Kolechad Isa B'Yerusha, Isa B'Matana. Kolechad Alessa B'Yerusha, Alessa B'Matana. Someone who has an ability to give over Nechasim B'Yerusha, he can give over Nechasim with the special privileges of a Matna Shchivmera. But being that Isa had no Yarshim, so he was somehow excluded from the Parsha of Yerusha. He was also going to be excluded from the Parsha of Matna Shchivmera. This is the second time we have this idea that Matna Shchivmera somehow works al derech Yerusha. Remember yesterday, the Gemara, right in the beginning of the daf, the Gemara wasn't sure if Matna Shchivmera follows the guidelines of Matnas Bari, or maybe it follows the guidelines of Yerusha. So Rava was of the opinion that it follows the guidelines of Yerusha. And being that Issa Giyoyra can't be Meirish, he wouldn't be able to do up a Matna Shchivmera. Okay, so he doesn't have to do a Matna Shchivmera, he'll do a Matnas Bari. Let Ramari do Meshicha. Les Nugabe. He's in Brisk. He's not here now. He has no way of doing it. Ibechalipin. Let him do it bechalipin. Let Ramari, wherever he is, pick up a yarmulke, pick up a handkerchief. Right? Chalipin works in interesting ways, and we can knock it out. But no, Rava said, Ein mapei nikna bechalipin. You can't be koine money with chalipin. I agav karka. Let him be koine bekinyan agav. Let Ramari be machzik in karka, and let him be koine the money agav less leara. He doesn't have money, or maybe he just didn't have money where Ramari was. Even Maimit Shlosh, oh, this is another Reitza. Maimit Shlosh, that's one of the three halachas that have no time, milsabalo time, but it works. How would that work? You need Ramari and Rava and Isser to all be together in the same room and somehow make it work. But Rava said, even if you can get Ramari and Isser in the same room right now, Yisholach li lo yazilna, you need me. Because right now, I'm the Shoymet Pekodim. So the way the Maimit Shloshim would work is that you'd have Isser, who is the owner, Rava, who's the Shoymet Pekodim, Rav Mori, who they're trying to get the Pekodim to, they'd all be in the same room. Isser would tell Rava, I want it to go from you to him, and somehow, Milsabalei Taima, Hefker Bez and Hefker, it would miraculously work. But says Rava, I'm not going, so it doesn't matter. I'm not showing up. So if I don't show up, I'm one of the integral parts of the Shloshtan, and without me, there's no way to happen. This is when you see that Rava wanted the money. Says, I am Rishayna, by the way. But either way, says the Gemara, Rava is in Beis Medrash, and he tells the Oilam, the 12,000 Zuzi that Isser has, that he's trying to get to son Ramari, it's not happening. I'm going to end up getting that money. Maskel Rav Ika Breda Rav Ami. Rav Ika Breda Rav Ami was in Beis Medrash. He said, Amai, Chabanetzo. Veloidi Isser Dalein Zuzi, that Ramari needed a Lakinab Idisa. There's something called Idisa. What's Idisa? Very lumdish for another day, but what's the pashup shot in Idisa? If a person says that I owe Chaim Yankel money, somehow you end up owing Chaim Yankel money. It becomes his even. The Ketzayis is mechiach from this Gemara that Idisa isn't just some abstract hischaivus, but it creates kinyan. It creates real kinyan over here. But the bottom line is, let him get up and let him say that I owe the money to Rav Mori. Let him shafa hoidas baldin to Rav Mori. And if he chops it, does belong to Ramari, now it's going to somehow belong to Ramari. Again, we have to understand the Idisa a little bit better. But that's the basic raw definition of Idisa. You say, I owe the money to Pliny, and somehow, according to some, it becomes Pliny's. Or at the very least, you owe it to Pliny. So Rav Ika Breda Rav Ami told Rava, it's not true. I think Isser still has a way to do it. Either way, says the Gemara, Adahachi nafak Idisa mi be Isser. Next thing Rava knows, Rav Isser, in fact, said an Idisa, he wrote an Idisa, and Ikbid Rava, whenever I heard that, he got really upset. Omar, he said, Kamigmri Tanasa Le Inchi Yamafsidili. See, I knew I shouldn't have discussed this in Beis Medrash, because how did Issa Giyaira know about Kinyan Idisa? Let's be honest. He didn't know it. You know how he knew it? Because we talked about it in Beis Medrash, and it was Rav Ika Bereda Rav Ami's Kasha, and he heard that the only way he'll be able to give over his Nechasa to Ramari was for Kinyan Idisa. So he felt bad. Like, look at the Rashbam. Mitoich Shenemer BeBeis Medrash Yotzah Koil Vilimdu Litain Kain. That's how he knew how to do that. Either way, but what do you see from here? You see Idisa works by Shchidmara. So we start off with a Shai Ibayilu Shchidmara Shahoida Ma'u. Is it Idisa? Is it not Idisa? So the Gemara Tashma from this interesting story with Issa Giyaira, Rav Mori, and Rava. You see clearly that Idisa could work. One more Gemara. Shaya Karka Kolshu, Matanosoi Kayemes. Mishnah said that the only time the halacha Matna Shchivmera applies, again, which halacha? That if a Shchivmera is Omat, if he has a refuah, the halacha is a Kibichoyse, that's only if he gave everything away. But if he left over some Karka, there the halacha is that the Matana is a Matana. Why? So we just explained the Petuv Tam. Because the only time you could be chayzer is if there's an umdin in the muchach that you only gave the matana a day to the hachi that you thought you were going to die. But if there's any element of reasonable doubt that maybe that wasn't what was going through your mind, then you don't have the halacha that you could be chayzer. Because then whatever you were really thinking is dvarim shebelev, and dvarim shebelev in and dvarim si kedushin 49b. Keep on coming back to that gemara. So being that over here you left over some karkas, it looks a little bit like, no, you're fine. If you get up, you're going to have something. Now, why'd you give away 99% of your nechasa? I hear. But the bottom line is you left something back. Now, being that you left something back, there's a reasonable doubt at the very least. So you left with dvarim shebelev, says pasha, you wouldn't be able to be chayzer. That's the mulamda shabir in the gemara. But either way, Kama kosher. What's the definition of kosher? Karka kidei parnasasi. It's karka kidei parnasasi. Enough that you'd be able to support yourself. Makes sense. If you left enough, then you'd be able to support yourself moving forward. So maybe you won't be a gvir, you won't be a shisa, but at the very least, you'll be able to support yourself. If you'd be able to support yourself, that would be a birmiya barabba, but even metalkon kidei parnasas. Even if you left the karkas left out, Mishnah said karka, but karkas left off, even metalkon. Amrab Zeru, kame mechuvin, shmaita de sabi. Ah, the elder yidin, they say such nice pshatim. Why? Meaning it makes so much sense what the Amir Rab Yirmiyah Barabo, what they said, that it's even metalkon kidei parnasasai, or it's kidei parnasasai and not kolshehu, because zilbasar taima. What's the time? The time is that if you left over something that you could support yourself, so it knocks out yom dinu demuchach. Okay, so therefore, even though the Mishnah said karka kolshu, but damiran, they're explaining the Mishnah based on the underlying time of the Mishnah. The underlying time of the Mishnah is really not so much toli and kolshu; it's toli and kidei parnasas. It's not so much toli and karka; it could be even metalfin as well. So that was what he meant. He meant to say kame mechuvin shmeita desabi karka time amai dikasam mecholat metalfin amikasam mecholat maskel Rabbi Yosef umaykav. No, you're getting so excited. You think Tamei Rama is saying such a nice pshat? The opposite. Man dama metalfin. I think both Tamei Rama are going to have to answer up. Because the man that said that even if the shchemer are left over metalton, the halacha is going to be true karka tonight. It says karka. The Mishnah doesn't say metalton. The man dama kidei parnasasoi, and the man that said kidei parnasasoi kolshu tonight. The Mishnah said kolshu. So if the Mishnah said kolshu, it's mashma. You don't need kidei parnasasoi. Even if you leave over a kolshu, that would be enough. Either way, the Gemara is going to now digress a little bit and talk about where it says karka in Mishnayos. Does it mean karka? Does it not mean kai? Which was essentially Rabbi Yosef's kash over here. That will be already tomorrow. But before we conclude, we have a little bit of time. One, or if we have time, two ha'aras. So we had an interesting Gemara. The Gemara said, Hikdish kol nechasav v'omad mau. Hifkir kol nechasav mau. And the last shaila was chile kol nechasav v'omad mau. The Gemara replied, Taker, we spoke out a lomdish k'tsois reishno and hey, to understand the psak halacha of the rush, in light of the fact that Gemara says teiku, and ordinarily when there's a suffix moment, the rule is hamoitzim mechaveri all of a raya. But I had an interesting ha'ara. Gemara has a shayla. Somebody gave all his nechasim to tzedakah. He was a shchimra. He was on his deathbed, and then he miraculously had a refuah. The shayla is, when he gave all his nechasim to tzedakah, did he only do it at daita dahachi that he was going to die? But do we say there's an umdin of the muchach in his mind that if he was going to live, he was going to be okay? He never really meant to give his nechassim, or perhaps not. Maybe in his mind, he meant to give his nechassim away, even on the tzad that he was going to be alive. What bothered me was that there's Gemara Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Nun Amud Aleph. We all know the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Oh, my Rabbi Law said, Pa'usha Hiskinu." When the Sanhedrin was in Usha, it was one of the 10 Goliaths that the Sanhedrin went into was Usha. And a lot of important halachas came when the Sanhedrin were in Usha. So, then when a person gives tzedakah, he's not allowed to give more than a chaymish of his nechasim litzedakah. Because you're going to go away and give everything away, and then what are you going to do to support your own family? You're going to end up taking tzedakah. That doesn't make a lot of sense. So don't give away more than a chaymish like this. You won't have to come out to other people. So, the Gemara says, so a person really is not allowed to give more than a chaymish of tzedakah. Stating that, the Ramah, right at the beginning of Simen Reish Mem Tes in Hilchot Tzedakah, says as follows: Va'al yivaz ve'izodim yoyse mechaymish leitzdarich lebriyas. But v'dav kol yemei chayev. It's only true while the person is alive. Avol b'shas moysoy. If a person is a shchimra yochel adam mitein tzedakah kol mashi yirtza, a person is allowed to give whatever he wants, and it's based on the Gemara Ksubis that Samach Zayin of the days where the Gemara says that Mar Ukfa was lying on his deathbed and he gave half his nechasim letzdakah. Afraid the Gemara half his nechasim. I am yivaz v'zay yivaz v'yoyse mechaymish. And the Gemara says a pashut techeshma. Why am yivaz v'zay yivaz v'yoyse? The whole reason is because Shemayeri Minachas, but he's dying. Marukfa was dying. Because if he was dying anyways, he wasn't going to run out of Nechas. He wasn't going to need anything anymore. You know what he needs now? He needs the Schosim in the next world. So this is actually a good usage of funds. But the bottom line is, the rule of Amavazvis doesn't apply when a person is dying. So we have a man over here that gave away all his money to Tzedakah. We have a Shaila. Had a try to get into this person's mind, into his Dvarim Shabalei, to see if we can understand what he was thinking. Did he mean to give it absolute? whether he lives, whether he dies, he doesn't give. He's giving away all his lechasim litzakor, or he only meant to give it on the tzad that he's going to die. But on the tzad that he's going to live, he's not. L'chura, maybe the halacha should be machriya. Because to the extent that he gave it only on the tzad that he's going to die, he's following a Ramah. It's in a Reish test. It's a cotton olive. It's a Mefurish Halach and Ilchot Staka based on a Gemara Ksubis, Samach Zayin of a Beis. It works. But on the tzad that he gave it, even if he was going to live, he violated Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Halach of Amavazvez, Al Yavazvez, Yerisa Bichaymesh. So why don't we say the Halach should be Moichiach? And that should tell me that Oti Birushia, Skina, we're probably dealing with a fellow. Person has a cheskes kashrus that's following the halachas of Shulchan Aruch. He knows ksubas daf nun. He knows ksubas daf samach zayin. He knows hilchos stoker reish mem tes of cotton aleph. He knows this halacha revocha biyisrael of amavaz v'zayi vaz v'zayisim mechaymish. So if this person's going and he's suddenly giving away all his nechasa litztaka, it must be at aitadachi that he's going to die. But if he's amad, he should be able to be chayzer a shtikalar. But it's just interesting. It's worth mentioning that if you take a look at the Chafetz Chaim. In his Ahavas Chesed, it's in Chelek Beis Perek Chof. So he goes through many Prote Dinim. It's a whole Perek dedicated to Hamavazvez Al Yavazvez Yerzim Mechaynish. And it's not so posh. So everyone knows Hamavazvez Al Yavazvez Yerzim Mechaynish. But there's a lot of detail when it comes to this halacha. And I think it's kedai, just to lighten up the mood a little bit, to go through a few of these halachas. Number one, there are the Chafetz Chaim and Ahavas Chesed. Sef Katan Aleph says that the halacha of Amavaz v'ayavaz v'zayis v'chaymish does not apply to an usher muflik. Mishu usher muflik mashma b'poyskin the olav v'yhoysa takana. Regarding a person like that, you do not have the takana of Amavaz v'zayavaz. If a person has $100 million and he gives $21 million to tzedakah, he's probably not going to go broke. So the halacha of Amavazvez Al Yavazvez doesn't apply. It's interesting. In Sifkat and Gimel, the Chavetz Chaim talks about the reverse case. He says, what about a person that makes, has a parnasa, he pays his bills, he does his thing, and he doesn't reckon mamish 20%, he gives 22%, 26%. Says he doesn't think that the halacha is talking to that person either. And he's medayik the lashon hamavazvez. Hamavazvez sounds like you're being mefazer. There's a certain hefteris. You're just reckless. People come, you write checks, they clear, they bounce. You're not even taking it into consideration too much. What do you need? 1800? No problem. Right? That guy, he's a mevazvez, and he's going yoyse mechaymesh. Now, if he can afford it, great. But if he's going above his means, you're a mevazvez. That's al yevazvez yoyse mechaymesh. But says the Chafetz Chaim, if you give a davar muik, you're going to sheyeshli eza melochai, eza kavua, shemistaku by kidei mechiyasi, kol shavua v'yoyse ma'at. Mutalei lefazer ha'yoyse litztaka, afshu oyle yoyse. If you don't fall into the category of a mevazvez, ask your local rabbi for a more accurate definition of this. But the point is, there is this idea that it could be it's only a mevazvez. You're a mefazer mo'isov with a certain element of hefkeres. But to the extent that you're not a mevazvez and you're giving a little more, but it's being done with a cheshbin because you made a little extra money and the way you live, you rather don't need it maybe, whatever. But you get the point. So that person maybe would be able to give even Yosef Mechaymish. Another interesting halacha, going back to Sivkot and Beis, is that Hodam Rina Na Yavaz with Yosef Mechaymish, Haina B'Sharoitza Me'atzmoy L'chapes Achra Aniyim U'L'chalik V'Nstok. Very big Kiddush. So if you want to go try to find Aniyim and give them Yosef Mechaymish, that's not good. Aval kishabo lefanov. But let's say they come to you and niim re'evim oyarumim shuchayiv lasbiim lechasis marumim kasha amr teredei machzer asher yachzaloi oy shiyira shvuyim shuchayiv leftoisam. If they come to you, it could be it's going to be a little bit different. So again, ask your local rabbi. But there might be an afkamina in this halacha between you going and finding the aniim versus the aniim coming and finding you. The most often quoted sifkotin in this parak right here in Avas Chesed is sifkotin dalad. And that is v'da'oid. The chal ikra ta'kono hu l'stam tztoka. Aval achzoka satero. Metzadeh b'seif ha'shita mekubeses. Ksuv estaf nun. Deloi shayich zekla. V'chein b'din. He says if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. So achzoka satero falls outside the scope of this halacha. Of amavazvez ayavazvez yerzim v'chaymesh. So tztoka up to a fifth. Achzoka satero? That you could do even more. And he says it makes a lot of sense. And his raya is Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar and Zvulun had some arrangement between the two of them. And lo matzinu v'lo ro'inu v'lo shamanu, that Zvulun had to keep a certain quota. He had to go not above the threshold, and you don't find that anywhere, that he was meshubit to 20%. It was 50-50, that's the pashtus. So if it was 50-50, which is yoysa mechaymesh, and still you see it works, so what's the pshad? How do you reconcile that with avavazuz, ayavazuz, yoysa mechaymesh? Zok tehil gechavetz chayim, because that's achzokas ha-toyra. And achzokas ha-toyra is different. Some explain the chavetz chayim, that's like a business deal. If I'm allowed to invest in a certain whatever, why shouldn't I be able to invest in Torah? It's a deal. It's a business deal. There's no halacha, you're not allowed to put more than 20% of your assets in one asset class. It doesn't say that anywhere. The whole idea is that you're not allowed to just be mevazvez it. But over here, where you're buying Torah, that's your transaction. Either way, but Chavetz Chaim goes on and he has an arichas over here. This is what he says. He quotes a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Nasa. The Medrash says, "Lama zocha zvulin lahakiv shlishi l'nasiyin? Why was zvulin zoicha to be the third one of the nasiyin to bring the karbonis?" Parshas Nasa. Fisha chibe ves atayra, because zvulin loved Torah. The hirchik yadav lefazim amayna liyastach, and he went out of his way to be mefazer mamoina, magic word, liyasacha. Kateshli, it's starach shevi yasacha leparnasa, vela yisbatam alasik katoira. Lefichach zocha zvulin liya shutif letoira. Vahoya chaveira shal yasacha. Davaracha, and then the Medrash goes on and says as follows. Ka'ara, kairas kesef, achas. Ka'ara, why did zvulin bring a ka'ara kineged lechem shayim achiloi? Because he used to feed yasachar bread on a ka'ara. Mizrak. Why would the Mizrakos connect the Hayayin Shayim Ashkeo? V'loma Hayishal Kesef Shigam Kesef Hayonoisim Loi. Last is called Tzarcha. Used to give him a few dollars too. Shneim Meleim Soilis. Shneim Hayonoitam Schar Torah Biyachad. Ushneim Hayu Misparnasim Biyachad. Shikishem Shahayu Lazvulin Chelik Beschar Teirosoi. Kachoyu Li Yisocher Chelik Bemamayno Shal Zvulin. He calls them Mashma says the Chafetz Chaim. Shehachzoko Hoya Harbe Yoisim Michoimish. Umatzino Bedevi Chazal Bekama Mekoimis Raya Mi Yisocher Vizvulin Lidoiris. You're going to tell me Takana Susha was no more Yisachas Vulin Elavada the Kivin Shiyesh Layedeach Zoka Chelik B'Teira. So Eich Shayich Hazashir Ukumayshe Yosef LaHachzik Ken Yitosef LaChelik B'Starater. Then he says something in parentheses. Umedivri Amedrash Elo Yuchel Hamaskel B'Yiras Hashem B'Hovin Hahan Hoga B'Shtatvus Hazeh. See over here how a person has to conduct himself when he gives tzedakah for Achzokas HaTeira. Eich Roi Lios Shekh Shabbat Ben Teira Etzlei. When the Ben Teira comes to you, Yikabwe b'saver upon him yofis. Shvi makabwe b'saver upon him yofis. Kemi shabbat it's like shutfai b'iskai. Like your business partner just walked in the door. Sher hirchiv al yodei hain rav. Vavur zay yiska lakabwe b'saver b'ilam abo. Es chelak ha-toyro shabbat al yidei ha-chzoka gam kem b'roif simcha. So person, the way he treats Yisachar, the way Zvulun treats Yisachar b'ilam azeh, that's how Yisachar is going to treat Zvulun b'ilam abo. It's going to be a quid pro quo. He gave him kesef, he gave him lechem, and he was zoicha mida keneged mida, right? He gave him a ka'ara with lechem, that's why his carbon hanasim had it in a ka'ara. He gave yayin in a mizrak, that's why there was a mizrak. He gave him kesef, that's why there was kesef. It's a quid pro quo, down to the detail. The way the support happened from Zvulun to Yisachar, that's precisely how Zvulun one day is going to be rewarded. Ulafuke says the Chafetz Chaim b'Avinasenu Arabim Me'an Hogas Eze Chasri Madai Yisri B'Shach Zoku U'B'Bezoyon U'B'Tzimtzim Godol U'B'Ponim Zoyavois U'B'Midash Adamoydeid Bo Yimdu Duloi Chas V'Shon L'B'Soyf. That's exactly what he's going to get in the next world. Valkein Chochav Eina B'Roisha the Lutzker Rav Zalman Tzeroskin is a day of Adibur in Drush Beis. The Drush is called Yisachar Zvulun. We've spoken at different parts of this drasha. He says, the pasuk says, Smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha v'yisachar b'ayha lecha. He says, you have to realize that we're equating Zvulun's reward to Yisachar's reward. And it's down to the detail. The way Zvulun took care of Yisachar is the same way Yisachar took care of Zvulun. He says that there are a lot of people that they think, yeah, they give a little bit of tzedakah, and one day they're going to come up to Shemayim, and they're going to get a tremendous chelik in Torah. He says, well, I don't know why they think that. He says, no, you know why? He says, in their mind, Yisachar, he's the Chan Edela, he's the Ben Torah, he's a grace about Midos, he learns Musar, he's Ice Garbet. All right, he's not going to nickel and dime me one day in Shemayim. He's going to know that I gave him a little bit of money. Okay, so it's not mamish, 50-50, but I'm sure he'll have no problem giving away his Torah. So he says, alo lechkach, it's not going to be that way. In Shemayim, Yisachar's not just giving away his Torah to you. If you really took care of him, he's going to give you. But don't think for your measly contribution that you gave the pun of Zayavos, that maybe you were available, you weren't available, and classic Kedarke B'Kodesh, if you have a day of Adibur Chelek Aleph, it's page Mem, where he goes through it in classic Lutzker Rav dramatic fashion. He goes through how this is going to play itself out after 100. But the point is, like the Chofetz Chaim already said in Havas Chesed, it's a quid pro quo. It's not just, I give you, you give me, L'chaim L'shon. But it goes down to the detail. The way Zvulun is machshav Yusach, the way he treats him, the way he talks to him, the way he supports him, all of that goes into the cheshbon of how one day Zvulun is going to get back for Yusachar. And that's why the Chofetz Chaim fears always, V'alken achachav eina b'roshah. We'll just conclude with this. The Gemara says, Ba'usha hiskinu, so I once saw Chassidus Shavart that Pa'usha Hiskino, because the emes is, what's the pshat? Don't give more than a fifth of your nechasim to tzedakah. Why not? Because Shem Yitzarech al Abriyos. The emes, it's a pella. Shem Yitzarech al Abriyos. We know there's 150 chazals that say that when a person gives tzedakah, he doesn't lose. You give, you get back. The nasnu goes this way, goes that way. Right? When you give tzedakah, you're going to end up getting everything back. So what's Pasha Pshat? Why? Shem Yitzarech al Abriyos. You're not going to need the Abriyos. Because if you give tzedakah, you don't lose. Of course. Asim b'shvil shetasasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give everything back to you. So what's Pasha Pshat? And Hamavaz v'zayavaz v'zayitzim v'chaymesh. The teretz is, that was all true once upon a time. Once upon a time, when Klal Yisrael was Shruim al Admasam, there was a Gilui Panev from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We lived a Hecher, a Murder Haibina life. You were able to be Samech on things like that. A person knew that he gave Tzedakah, he was going to get back. You gave Meiser, you were going to become a Gvir. There were a lot of Hanhogas Nisis that permeated the way Klal Yisrael as an Ummah survived. Of the Ba'usha, when Klal Yisrael went to Galus, Usha was one of the 10 stops that the Yidden had to make in Galus. One of the 10 stops the Sanhedrin made in Galus. Over there, the Hester Ponim started creaking in. And over there, the Chachamim had to institute this takana of Amavazviz, Ayavazviz, Yisim Yichonish. Before Usha, it wasn't necessary. Because before Usha, there was such a his galus that a Yid gave tzedakah, there was no way he was ever going to lose. It was Dafka Ba'usha Eskino. It was Dafka over there where this became relevant.